Horrific Network Entertainment.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome. We have been expecting you.
My calculations are correct. You're going to see some serious shit.
All right, gang, welcome to 2024 Tribute Show. We have a lot of things that are going to be coming on this show for sure. But one thing I will say without question is that we will have an even more epic 2025. And I can tell you that is because we finally got the announcement from Universal Studios of Epic Universe. So with that, man, let's play the video that played, and the announcement video, I should say. Take a look at that, and then we'll come back with my thoughts on this mini episode intro into 2024 on the Tribute Show.
Over my 35 years, I have often been asked what my favorite ride is. My standard answer is the next one. We live by the ethos that the next thing we do is going to be better than the last thing we did. So even though we've created some really incredible experiences, we're always looking to how do we make the next one even better. And it really starts back with the origins of our business back in 1964 with the world-famous Universal Tram Tour. And from there, we expanded and built the first standalone park at Universal Studios Florida, which really became about riding the movies, and that was an invention of Steven Spielberg, taking them into those stories, not just the attraction experience, but blows it out into entire worlds. And the challenge became, what can we do next?
Where should we be if nobody tried to find out what lies beyond? Have you never wanted to do anything that was dangerous? You never wanted to look beyond the clouds and the stars?
We went to the fans and we asked them. And the answer was pretty compelling. Give us more of your great storytelling, more of the immersive environments, and do it in the most visceral manner possible. Universal Epic Universe is comprised of five incredibly themed worlds, and in those, over 50 unique, compelling experiences. The idea was to bring you to these worlds you couldn't otherwise possibly imagine. And to do that, we wanted to create a mechanism that allowed you to be transported into another world, and it starts at the very entrance of the park itself.
You'll enter underneath the Kronos, the first portal where all the planets will align. And exhilarating discoveries await as you begin your journey into Celestial Park.
Celestial Park is a world in and of itself, where fans have come to seek the ultimate adventure.
It's where we put the park back into theme park.
It has beautiful landscaping, incredible water features, amazing dining experiences, fantastic shopping opportunities, and three spectacular attractions. Constellation Carousel, a Cosmos-inspired carousel unlike anything you've ever seen. Astronomica, where you can play with dancing fountains. And Starfall Racers, a dual-launch coaster where you race through the sky upon a shooting star.
And anchoring this incredible world is the amazing Universal Helios Grand Hotel, 500 rooms integrated into the park like no other theme park in the world.
And from here...
So from there, they're going to get into the different lands, right? So Celestial Park is the introduction into the park, the main hub. There is going to be a couple restaurants. There's going to be a pizza restaurant. There's going to be the Red Dragon restaurant, I believe is what it's called, or Lucky Dragon, Red Dragon. And then Atlantica, which is going to be like a seafood aquarium. But more than that, it's going to be like a glass building that overlooks into this massive fountain area. It looks and beautiful, just the concept art. The attractions look awesome as well. The carousel looks really cool. The star of what may end up being one of the star attractions of the entire thing, man, is that Starfall Racer roller coaster. If you've seen pictures of this thing, you know how, I'm going to use the word epic a lot, but no pun intended, epic this thing looks, as well as the fact that there's going to be no track illumination, just the cars. So it's meant to look like shooting stars or comets when it gets dark at night. That whole concept is awesome. The word is not really final as to what, if any, nighttime show there's going to be. You know, the concept art, they're showing fireworks from the hotel, so you can assume there's going to be some kind of something, but we don't know anything officially from Universal. But Celestial Park looks like an improved version of the World Celebration at Epcot, just on the sense that it looks like it's probably twice the size, and there's a lot going on. So, I don't know. Big win for Universal already. Let's move on to the first land.
Here, you can jump into any world, portal like an adventurer to find all of the worlds you've ever seen. How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk.
We made the dream a reality. The world's first dragon Viking utopia.
You soar with dragons and have a Viking adventure based on the great movie franchise.
And the ultimate wish fulfillment of flying dragons.
So there, you know, I am super curious to see what their roller coaster kind of entails, along with the fact that we are in an era of which that the Eastern parks, namely Universal Beijing and China, has a Isle of Berk area to it already. So we can kind of get a vibe as to what it's going to be like. And then the show that Beijing has. Again, nothing has officially been announced attraction-wise and or show-wise. So that's important to take note that while what we're getting here is the land announcements, the details about the lands themselves are pretty vague. Like intro sentences into a paragraph, and maybe even a first paragraph of details on the land and the overarching theme of each land. But nothing officially has been announced once we get into these main lands here, at least from memory of the video, but we will see.
We have this great history with horror.
Sorry to turn it off again. But what I was going to say is in Beijing, they have a really rad-looking How to Train Your Dragon stage show that looks like it could really be the highlight of this land. There's a boat ride, there's a restaurant, there's a roller coaster as well. So there's a lot going on here. And I really hope they do like a toothless meet and greet or some kind of dragon meet and greet like Blue in the Jurassic World and Islands of Adventure. That would be cool. We'll see though. But this is the one I'm definitely most excited for, as are, I would say, the majority of people.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness direct from the voices that have lived it.
So we thought, is there a way for us to breathe new life into the classic Universal monster family?
It's alive, it's alive!
Dark,
universe, a world where Universal's classic monsters are reimagined in an ominous and chilling experience.
Everything you've ever wanted to experience with monsters is in this world.
When the fans told them...
So, that was even vaguer. That was the vaguest description, actually, that we have gotten. We've gotten, you know, they flash the concept, key art of the monsters. People kind of complaining about the modern look. I don't mind the look. I think they look cool. They look very HHN. That is definitely for sure. And this whole concept that we'll talk about after this video in the cliff notes that they give you on the website is pretty cool, man.
This to give us more of what we did really well, our thinking became, could we create another chapter of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter?
In the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, you'll get to experience moments from both 1920s Paris from Fantastic Beasts and the British Ministry of Magic from the Harry Potter series. The ride inside of that world, I can't tell you because it has to be a surprise.
You come to Universal Orlando, you're going to get this trilogy of storytelling that is unlike anything else in the world.
A trilogy, aka you're going to need to buy a three-park ticket to take your kids to all three Wizarding World of Harry Potter's. Look, man, Wizarding World is awesome. Diagon Alley is spectacular. Hogsmeade is also extremely cool. So there's no shade from me being thrown at them for doing this whatsoever. Like, none. I do think that... I do think that Fantastic Beasts... And this Ministry of Magic thing is interesting. But when you look at the aerial videos from Bio, or you listen to like Theme Park Stop or anybody like talking about this, I mean, the land looks massive. So maybe they're going to do like a British street and a French street. I know the front of it sure does look a lot like Fantastic Beasts versus where the Ministry of Magic is, kind of like people are thinking where it is going to be. So, you know, I'm super curious. The concept art that they show, you know, shows the streets from Fantastic Beasts, and then they immediately cut to the inside of the Ministry of Magic as she goes on about how the ride's going to have this huge surprise. A lot of chatter and rumors saying that this ride is, in fact, like, going to rock everybody's world. So, I'm excited.
We'll have Super Nintendo World, where you can jump into the action and step into the world of Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, and Donkey Kong.
You'll arrive in the most interactive, colorful world we've ever created.
You get to play in the world that you've only played on a screen.
Epic Universe represents a tremendous addition, almost doubling the size of Universal Orlando Resort. This gives us the opportunity to bring people to Universal Orlando for an entire week of the most incredible experiences they can imagine.
And from there it goes on to talk, you know, Steven Spielberg comes on, does a little... give me my royalty or give me my money thing. And, you know, they kind of suck up Universal, talk about how much Universal is growing and is going to continue to do so. And I'll tell you what, I'm partial to agree. Like Universal, I called this when I went into work and I was talking to people, a Disney killer. Like this will turn the tide in Orlando, at least, unless Disney, I mean, it's going to turn the tide in Orlando for a while, for, you know, at least 4 or 5 years, probably, until whatever the next Disney thing is completed. But Disney, like, their response today, they announced a fireworks show in Tokyo, and Joel from Seoul is the piano lobby player, and Bing Bong is meeting at the new Pixar Place Hotel. those were kind of the three big counter punches for Disney on, you know, in that regard. So did Disney get absolutely destroyed in that regard? Yes, without question. It was probably the roughest thing as far as like a UFC fight or anything that has ever existed. Like, there is no counter that like a fireworks show in Tokyo, Japan, and meeting Bing Bong, although I want to meet Bing Bong, but like, we got to be real here for a minute and understand the fact that, hey, this ain't it. Like, they got to do something. So we get in on the website that they launched today. The sun, the moon, the stars have aligned to create a transformational theme park with amazing portals taking you beyond. So that is the premise of the park. Like, this, you know, huge entry portal that they talked about that you enter into Celestial Park, which has all the details. So we can actually click here. Step into a lush green world where thrills, entertainment, dining, shopping lead all who enter on the exhilarating journey. And there's actually an expansion that they did, you know, say, and look at on their website, there's an overhead view, a really cool thing there, that now there is a bunch of things to explore. This is actually very cool, because what this is doing is taking you on like a
welcome everyone,
taking you on a like flyby to the different spots. So I'm looking right now, it's at Starfall Racers, and you can click, and now we're going down this trail a little bit further past the entrance to Potter, tour across from the hotel, back around, and now we're coming to the carousel and the splash pad. This website is awesome. This is actually worth doing, you know, another thing. Here's Constellation Carousel. And you move in to see the carousel. Yeah, this is great. I wish they would have done more of that for these other lands, but I get it that we're realistically like in a year to a year and a half away. So Atlantic, the restaurant Atlantic, and we'll go to the restaurant, the other restaurant that I had mentioned. So we fly towards Nintendo World to, oh, and inside Celestial Park is a Nintendo Superstar store. So Nintendo is really getting even more love and shine. As now we're going back towards the hotel, back over towards Dark Universe, which is kind of cool. And so the Blue Dragon Pan Asian restaurant is actually going to be like right outside of the hotel. Okay. That's kind of cool. I'm literally doing this for the first time on the podcast, you guys. And so then it stops with the hotel. So the roller coaster, the two restaurants, three stores, it all, that was really cool. I cannot wait. And I got to imagine now, in the way that this is set up, the next one that they're going to be talking about and giving more details on, if it follows the pattern on the website, is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, the Ministry of Magic. From the 20s to the 90s, British Ministry Explore, or I'm sorry, from the 1920s Paris to the 1990s British Ministry, explore the international wizarding communities and the magic that connects them to the world of Harry Potter. So I'm looking forward to it. Super Nintendo World, it's essentially the Super Nintendo World with that's in Orlando, or I'm sorry, what's in Hollywood in Japan. Japan is about to get their Donkey Kong extension to their land. Hollywood, I don't know if they ever will get a Donkey Kong extension, to be completely honest with you. And I am really excited about the Donkey Kong expansion. I have not been to Super Nintendo World. Very much my wife LaDonna's jam is Mario. Or, as you know, if you listen to this, Star Wars is mine. And she hasn't wanted to go to the Hollywood one yet. I think we actually are going to go to the Hollywood one sooner than later and experience it. Or there's the outside chance we just wait and we do the Orlando one. Because why not? This Orlando one, the Donkey Kong roller coaster, looks awesome. I saw testing in Japan, and it does. So it looks cool. The Island of Berk. So it says Soar with Dragons. I believe that's the roller coaster. Whether or not the cart looks like a dragon or what exactly that entails remains to be seen. Take part in wild boat battles. So that is the little boat attraction that we can see. Makes it sound like you're going to get wet and maybe go against other boats. And then Dark Universe, finally, is the last one on the list. So it's probably the last one we are going to be able to see. And now, with that comes Dr. Victoria Frankenstein to a shadowy landscape where monsters roam. So the Dr. Victoria Frankenstein is the main attraction. There's also a werewolf coaster. There's also a pub restaurant in there. I can't wait. I'm very excited about that land. That, along with the Vegas HHN thing, it just screams like HHN 365, which I'm super stoked about, man. So this was a shorter episode, 20-ish minutes, but I just wanted to, I've been kind of waiting for a sign to bring Tribute Show into 2024. And by God, we got it today with this announcement video of something to talk about. Tribute Show, I have a few ideas that I'm going to incorporate into this show in particular. And it's going to change some things up. But soon, we're going to be doing, the virtual walkthroughs and virtual entertainment. Maybe get into Roblox. Roblox theme parks don't seem very alive right now to me. That's not appealing to me like it was during the height of Roblox entertainment, I think, in COVID. But that may be something that we visit later on in the year. And yeah, man, a lot of exciting stuff for sure. Universal absolutely killed it today with their announcement. That video was awesome. The looks and feels to everything is awesome. Is it open yet? But anyway, man, thank you for listening. We will be back with more Tribute Show fun as the year goes on, and probably more frequently, honestly. So stay tuned and take care. Stay epic, everybody.
May the stars light your way throughout all your journeys. May the stars light your way throughout all your days. May you see all the world, systems, stars, and planets. May the stars light your way and see you safely.